Mayan Maluong is a South Sudanese who lives in Nairobi and has spent six Christmas seasons away from home. He says he recalls how vibrant Christmas festivities were back home in South Sudan.
I really missed, you know, in back home during Christmas time. In those days, we go to church. After the church, now we go house to house eating sweets alawad. We miss those ones. We also eat this kafif, these cookies. Those things, we really miss them. We also miss the freedom, because at home you have that kind of freedom. You can walk, you can stay anywhere you want. No police will ask you. But here, you cross the line, police will actually ask you.
Deborah Nyilwes, another South Sudanese living in Nairobi, reflects on how she enjoyed Christmas festivities at home.
For the past years that I've been here, you stay indoors. Sometimes maybe if you have a friend, you just go out, eat, and then you come back. But there's not that unity compared to how we are in South Sudan. You're actually alone. Your family is back at home. So there's that lack of family unity. You know, like, we are used to that unity, like, as a family and friends. Mm-hmm. We really, really face the unity among ourselves. We miss food. There's something called kabis that we eat during Christmas. Yeah, and move from house to house, which is not here. You don't go and knock at the people's doors asking for sweets and kabis.
James Okongo, another South Sudanese university student in Nairobi, says the festivities means nothing to him if he is not with his friends.
Always when it reaches this season, I really regret a lot. Think of my family back home and how I would really wanted to be with them. But due to some situations and conditions, I could not really get access to go back home and celebrate with them. It has been quite long, but every time it reaches this season, I really recall those moments that we've been together. The feelings of being at home is always there. Home is always home. And I remember it's in Christmas that we get together and to share together the meals, to have fun and so on. And you'll see great changes in people and so on. And to me, that's what at the moment I'm missing. And I always feel like to go back home to celebrate with people at home. I would like to wish you all, to my family members, friends, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the majority of the South Sudanese refugees live in neighboring Sudan, Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Kenya's Kakuma refugee camp hosts more than 448,000 South Sudanese refugees, one of the largest South Sudanese refugee population in the world. For VOA News, I am William Sandemabur in Nairobi, Kenya.